Welcome back to the Home CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Jakes, where we take less mess, less stress, and turn it into more success as you run your homemaking life as biz. Need a guru to guide you through the grocery store jungle? Look no further. In this episode, I catch up with the supermarket savant himself, Kyle, from at Clean Cut Kitchen Nutrition. Famous for his epic aisle-by-aisle escapades, Kyle's all about helping you stock your pantry with nothing but the best. And he's joining us to sprinkle some of his food shopping wisdom, sharing killer advice on reading labels, super simple tips on ingredients, and clever tricks to elevate your grocery game. But that's not all. Kyle also is dishing on his golf life adventures, cherished family traditions, and a few fun stories that might include why he's single. Tune in and transform your tedious food shopping chore into a gourmet treasure hunt. Let's go.
Thank you so much for having me, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you are the best. I got to meet you face to face at Expo West and totally fangirled.
I fanboyed when I saw you. I was like, oh my gosh, it's Nicole. Like, I had no idea you were going to be there. And I was a little bit in shock. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's like so fun to meet people in person when you're like, oh my gosh, she's helped me switch out so many things in my pantry. So Kyle is here. I call you the king of turn it around, make sure you're reading your ingredients, swap this for that, and beware of when I go food shopping. I feel like you are a home CEO hack for me. You took my grocery shopping down from like an hour to 15 minutes. So thank you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that's the goal, teaching people to turn it over and look at the ingredients, because there's much more to these products than just the front and the marketing on the front of products.
It's so true. So how did you go down this rabbit hole of reading ingredients and deep diving? Tell us your story.
Yeah, so a lot of people ask me, they're like, oh, so did you major in nutrition in school or any of that? And I'm like, no, I actually majored in accounting in school. So nothing to do with nutrition or healthy eating. And it was around my junior year of college when I started to get a lot of digestive symptoms, a lot of lower back pain, constantly tired, headaches. All of these problems started to arise junior year, senior year of college. And I went to go see a bunch of these doctors and was eventually diagnosed with Crohn's disease. So for people that don't know what that is, it's basically inflammation in your digestive tract. Anywhere in your digestive tract, there's inflammation going on, which for me was causing all of these problems. So I tried a few different medications, saw so many different doctors, and some of the medications would help temporarily, but for the most part, symptoms just kept coming back. So I was like, there's got to be a better way to do this. Like, it didn't make sense to me going from doctor to doctor. They're testing for the same things. They're telling me the same thing. And I remember going to Google and I was just like, I typed in how to heal my gut naturally or something like that. And just all of this information came up about, you know, it matters what food you're putting in your mouth. That's going to affect your digestive system and so many other things. So that was extremely eye-opening to me. That was how I became passionate about ingredients and going to the grocery store and basically just taught myself all about ingredients and the different foods and, you know, was listening to podcasts, was reading books, talking to anyone that I could talk to, eventually got a functional doctor. And as soon as I cleaned up my diet and started, you know, practicing some daily healthy lifestyle habits, which we can get into, I saw a drastic improvement in my, not only my digestion, but also just all the other pain that was happening in my body. So that's how it all got started.
Well, I always appreciate hearing that because I think everyone wonders, like, Nicole, why are you a human Google? I'm like, well, Google kind of helped me on my path to get back to healthy, no medication. And then, you know, like you said, habit stacking. So talk to me about your routine. What are some things that are built in for healthier habits?
Yeah. So, I mean, an average day for me, immediately upon waking, I normally go outside right away. I love to get direct sunlight on my body in not looking directly at the sun, but, you know, sunlight into my eyes, that really helps set your circadian rhythm and can actually help improve sleep. I always say, if you want to improve your sleep, one of the first things you can do is go outside in the morning, because that, you know, that tells your body it's the daytime and wakes you up. That's something I do every single morning. I'll have my water with lemon, and then I'll do Some electrolytes also in the morning. Yeah, that's kind of my morning. I don't really eat breakfast or anything like that. I'll just drink some liquids, and then that's my morning. But in terms of, you want to get into like what I eat?
Well, I mean, I think morning is where people get confused. Like, are we intermittent fasting? Are we eating only protein in the morning?
Yeah.
Are you stacking pancakes? And I think my most common question in my DMs is, where do I start? And I'm like, if you just flip out your morning routine for something that is hydrating, elevating, and energizing, you're probably on the right path. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, yeah. The first thing you should do, in my opinion, when you wake up is hydrating your body, because you just went, 7 to 9 hours without any liquid. So you're dehydrated when you wake up. So a lot of people like to reach for that coffee right away, right when they wake up. Uh-oh.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm a lemon water girl myself.
There you go. Which coffee is fine. I'm not against coffee. I drink coffee as well. But yeah, definitely go for something hydrating that's gonna hydrate your body first thing in the morning.
Okay, so speaking of morning, do you make your bed every day?
I do make my bed every day. Yeah. I wake up, I shower right away, and then I make my bed because I don't know. What's the term where it's like you start off with something productive and then it's like it snowballs into
Yes. More so productive I know what things. You're saying. I don't know the saying, but I will tell you this. That on my to-do list, the first thing I have on it every single day is wake up.
Wake up. Check. And then you can check
Best
it off.
Best motivation ever. I did it. I did it. I got out of bed and here we go. It's where you can instantly say, I am accomplishing something, right? Mm-hmm. And then it sets the path for productivity without the pressure that we commonly apply to everything that we do at being humans. Mm-hmm.
And something recently I started doing was there's a setting in your phone that you can basically lock down certain apps. And I always found myself, I'd wake up and I'd check my phone. And a lot of times I would check my Instagram account to be like, oh, how many followers did I gain overnight or something like that? And then I find myself scrolling for 5 minutes, first thing in the morning. And I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, this is not how I should be starting my morning. So now I have my Instagram app locked. So when I wake up, I'm not even tempted to open it up first thing in the morning. You don't want that dopamine hit from social media first thing in the morning, because then you're just going to keep craving it throughout the day. So I implemented that a couple months ago, and it is a game changer.
Screen time, sunlight, right? They all start with S. But yeah, I think that there is something about putting your phone away at night. Mine doesn't even live in my bedroom, so I can't even get it. It's outside in the kitchen.
That's awesome.
That is a really good one, very common. And then, yes, once your brain has that dopamine hit, you'll go back to it over and over, and you'll find that you scrolled for 6 hours in a day. Not
Adds
healthy.
Up.
If you could pick a kitchen skill, this is in your kitchen, because I know you like to cook. I've seen you do it. Lots of beef. You totally got me back into red meat, by the way. Thank you for that. Really helps being a woman and hormone levels. I did the deep dive on it. Thank you to Kyle.
Yes.
If you could pick up a kitchen skill to master overnight, what would it be?
Oh man, a kitchen skill. So I like cooking. I cook for myself, but I am so simple when it comes to cooking. I don't enjoy using a lot of pots and pans and different kitchen gadgets and things because I don't like cleaning. That's why I don't use them. I would like to explore more crock pot type recipes. Just because I feel like a lot of that is you just throw it all in there and then you let it sit however many hours. And that's something I haven't gotten into. I don't think it's that difficult, but I've just never taught myself to do it. So I guess that's the first thing that comes to my mind that I would actually enjoy.
So I'm going to come back. It's going to be clean kitchen nutrition in the crock pot.
Yeah.
Yes. Is this a series coming?
Yeah, it might be.
We're going to watch you learn your way around the crock pot.
Yes.
I'm in. That's going to be quite an adventure for you.
What's your answer to that question? I'm curious.
Sourdough.
Oh, that's a good one.
Sourdough.
That's on my list.
Yeah. So I do sourdough. I do a starter. And then I'm like, this is like having a fourth kid. And the commitment that takes versus the commitment to my community of this amazing job we both have.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it for me. I have a great bakery. They use a 100-year-old sourdough starter. And I just can't beat it. I can't beat it. I need a sourdough friend. You know how you have a boat friend?
Yes.
The best kind of boat to have is a boat friend.
Yeah.
I need a sourdough, Fred.
Sourdough. To teach you the proper way to do it.
No, just to drop off a loaf.
Like, literally just. Oh, that's amazing.
I need no teaching here, Kyle. Okay, yeah. We've mastered a lot of skill over the years of me in my kitchen, and sourdough is just, maybe it's the patience. I don't know. I'll deep dive that one with my therapist later, I'm sure. Yeah.
Did it come out good when you made it, though? Time-consuming?
So it's time-consuming, and I usually just use the starter and keep one in my fridge for sourdough pancakes. They are the best pancake you'll ever have, and they've got gut benefits, right? So the only pancakes my kids have are sourdough or added protein, as we all know. But no, yeah, I need a sourdough friend.
Yeah.
Looking for a sourdough friend. Hi, Aaron. Yeah.
Help wanted.
Okay, if there was one thing you could have a limitless supply of in your home, what would it be and why?
It would be 100% grass-fed ground beef. Because I eat that every single day for every single one of my meals, basically.
So tell us why.
So when I actually started to do a lot of research on nutrition and eating healthy, a lot of the first resources that I found, a lot of them said that, you know, red meat is bad. It's difficult to digest. It'll rot in your colon. It'll, you know, and then there's the other side of it that, you know, it's high in saturated fat. It's going to cause heart disease. It's going to cause cancer, all of this. So I actually avoided red meat in the beginning of my health journey. That was not good for me. My health actually got worse because I focused on more of a plant-based diet because I was told that that's healthy. We should be eating fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, seeds, all of those sort of things. And that was not good for me. That made a lot of my symptoms worse in the beginning until I was like, maybe I should introduce, you know, animal protein back into my diet. And slowly but surely, I slowly added in more and more and more and more. And the more I added in, the better I felt. And after, you know, doing more research on red meat and all of its benefits, I was like, why was I avoiding this? Specifically ground beef or, you know, red meat from a ruminant animal like a cow, a lamb, buffalo, bison, those sort of things. These are some of the most nutrient dense foods that we can consume. They're so high in vitamins and minerals. They're so high in all essential amino acids, and they're just amazing for our health. But unfortunately, there's this idea that, you know, it has saturated fat and saturated fat is bad for us. But in my opinion, that's really not the case. Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I consume 100% grass-fed ground beef on a daily basis. Just so nutrient dense, and it's really, really good for my digestion.
I love that. Okay, so as a mom, you also help me navigate kids' foods. This is really tricky. And I love all of these trad wife accounts that have this mom making homemade cookie crunch cereal for her toddlers. Like, I applaud you. I'm not going to do that. But my kids want some of this. What are three snacks that you recommend I can pull off a shelf at a grocery store?
Yeah. So one of my favorite brands is Once Upon a Farm, which I'm sure you're familiar with. I love the brands that you can grab any one of their products and you know for a fact that they're all going to have clean ingredients. And Once Upon a Farm is one of those examples. They have bars, they have fruit and vegetable pouches. They just made these A2 whole milk pouches with fruits and vegetables. I don't know if you've tried those, but they're incredible. Yeah, they have a bunch of different products, puffs. They just came out with like coconut melts or something like that. So anything from that brand is 100% Kyle approved, good to go.
Love it. Okay, give me two more.
Two more. I would say if you're looking for more snacks, so things like like a cookie alternative or an Oreo alternative or a Cheez-It alternative, something like that, I would go for Simple Mills. They have amazing products. Again, one of those brands that all of their ingredients are good to go, in my opinion. Now, I will say their crackers and Pop'ums, which is basically a Goldfish alternative, a lot of their crackers contain sunflower oil, but it's organic, high oleic, expeller press sunflower oil. I know that's a lot of words, and we can get into that if you want to. But basically, it's completely different than conventional sunflower oil. And again, good to go.
So
Once Upon a Farm, Simple Mills. And then I'll say I really like Serenity Kids. And I think this is more of like maybe baby toddler, but definitely it could be a kid's product as well. And the reason I like them is because they make these pouches that have, there's like 100% grass-fed ground beef pouches. They have wild-caught salmon pouches, organic chicken. I think they have pasture-raised pork or something like that as well. So again, we know we always want to be going for single ingredient, real whole foods when we can. But if you're in a pinch and you're on the go, I think these pouches are amazing and super clean and super nutrient dense. And it's actually going to fill you up.
Hey, Home CEOs. Okay, big question. Are you ready for Father's Day? It's coming up and fast. And this Father's Day, I wanted to give you a tip. Treat any dad like royalty with Good Ranchers, the number one American meat delivery service. They just launched the King Cut box. It's my husband's favorite. And it's stuffed with thick cut bone-in ribeyes, center cut filet mignons, and thick cut bone-in New York strips. And it's a perfect way to make any dad's day sizzle. But guess what? This gets better. Good Ranchers is offering free bacon for life. I know, you heard me right. With any new subscription, so use my code HOMECEO and get 2 packs of uncured applewood smoked bacon with every order. Yeah, free bacon forever. So again, here's how you're going to nail Father's Day. All you need is to follow these directions. Head to goodranchers.com, grab the King Cut box for dad, subscribe to their amazing meat boxes for yourself, use your code HOMECEO at checkout for your lifetime supply of bacon and enjoy free shipping and make Father's Day unforgettable. So great, right? Change the way you buy meat today at goodranchers.com. Again, with my code HOMECEO to claim your free bacon for life. And this year, let's give dad more than just funny dad jokes. All right, back to the Home CEO.
I love that. Thank you. I think so much of it for moms is that we have limited time and limited patience. And so flipping around, you know, a box to say like, oh, does it have this in it is tricky. Mm-hmm. What are 3 things for moms out there specifically that we want to look out for? 3 ingredients when we do flip the box around that we want to make sure is not in our kids' foods.
90% of food at your average grocery store is going to have the same 3 ingredients in them. And it's the 3 ingredients that I recommend looking out for all the time. So the first one is going to be wheat flour. And this is different from whole grain wheat flour. This is normally it'll say like unbleached, enriched wheat flour. But this is refined wheat flour. This has no nutrients at all. And there's no benefit to you. I always think when I'm eating something, you know, what's the nutritional benefit of this? Why am I eating this? How is this going to help me? And wheat flour has no benefit to you at all. And you turn over Oreos, bread, cookies, pasta, whatever it is, the first ingredient is wheat flour in all of these, and it's not nutritious at all. So that's the first thing. Second, I would say vegetable oils, and that's normally the second ingredient in a lot of these products. So when I say vegetable oils, I mean things like canola oil, soybean oil, corn oil, safflower, sunflower oil. These are all, again, highly processed, highly refined. And another thing I like to, you know, think about when I'm examining ingredients is, would we have eaten this ingredient, you know, historically speaking? You know, did our ancestors consume this? And we absolutely did not consume vegetable oils until 1950s, 1960s, which really isn't that long. And in my opinion, it's kind of like a human experiment we're running on these ingredient or these foods, but they're I don't even think they're real foods with how processed and refined they are. If you look up how canola oil is made on YouTube, you can see all the different steps and refinement that it goes through. And it's kind of scary, and you probably won't consume canola oil after you watch that video. And also, just another note there, take sunflower oil, for example. It takes 2,800 sunflower seeds to get 5 tablespoons of sunflower oil. So there's just no way we would be consuming that many sunflower seeds or corn or whatever it is, historically speaking. So it has no business being in our food and no business being in our body. So that's the second thing. So look for the wheat flour, look for the vegetable oils. And then third, which is normally the third ingredient on a lot of these packages, is the added sugar. And when I say added sugar, I mean things like cane sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Those are the 2 most common. And again, there's a pattern here. These are all super refined, super processed ingredients that have no nutritional benefit. The only reason they're in these products is because they're super cheap and they can use it to basically make the product taste good and get us keep coming back for more and get us addicted and get us unhealthy.
That's right. It's a vicious cycle. We've talked about that for sure. Thank you for going through that. I think so many times you think, well, what am I looking for? Well, is this the right ingredient? Well, did he say that? Or is this something I should be looking out for? I wanted to add to the kids section is food dye. This is something that we've seen a lot recently, right? What are your feelings on food dye in kids' products specifically?
Yeah, it's terrible. And that's the worst part of it. It's most prevalent in the kids' foods, and it's the worst for kids. ADHD and all of these problems. Some people are super sensitive to it. Maybe they'll develop rashes, skin rashes, or skin problems or headaches or things like that after consuming them. And it's so fake. It's not real at all. And what really bothers me is that you go to other countries and you won't find some of these artificial dyes in their products because they're banned in other countries. But unfortunately, they are in a lot of cereals and bars and snacks specifically for kids, which is really sad.
It's so sad, especially when as a parent, it's our job to protect. And, you know, I have a 6 and an 8-year-old and it's always like, can I have this fruit roll up? And I'm like, I have 20 minutes. I can't make the fruit roll up. I've just kind of taught my kids intuitive eating young. So how do you feel after that? Was there a tantrum later on in the day? And now I've got the child who, when like the Kona ice truck pulls up at a birthday party, she's got every kid just eating plain ice. And the Kona truck lady's like, but I've got Sherry. And every kid's like, no, there's food dye. Dakota told us there's food dye.
That's amazing.
And I'm sitting there like, I'm that mom.
Yeah.
Not mom, guys. But guess what? You will not have a tantrum later on in the evening, right? They're trying to regulate that nervous system. That mm-hmm. nervous system regulation is so important for kids. Okay, let's switch gears. What's a piece of advice in life that you give a lot, but you have trouble following? And the reason I ask this is because we have similar personalities. We have a similar career. And I think this is one of those we come on and we give a lot of ourselves to our communities. But I'm always curious behind the scenes, what are we missing? So I'm trying to get a glimpse into that. What's a piece of advice in life you give a lot but have trouble following?
I like that. That's a really good question. I would say a lot of the times I give the advice of basically keep going. Whatever it is that you are passionate about, whether it be, you know, whether it be work-related or not work-related, whether it's a hobby, you know, keep going, keep at it, especially if it's something you're passionate about. I have a lot of different passions. Nutrition and ingredients is definitely one of them. I'm working by myself for the most part every single day. And sometimes, you know, you just want to be like, oh, well, maybe I will take the morning off and not do anything, which is good. Sometimes, but just staying motivated and persevering through the hard times, I'd say. You know, realizing when you are faced with something difficult or maybe something you're scared to do and kind of flipping that on its head and doing it. I think that's something I've been trying to be better about recently. If I'm put in a difficult situation or I am, you know, I know this thing, this event that I'm going to attend or something, you know, I don't know anyone there. It's going to be scary and I'm worried. Just kind of like go into it with confidence and open-minded and flip it on its head. And that's, yeah.
Yeah. I always say for type A's that go down rabbit holes, it's always hard. I say rest is just as important as work. And then I end up flipping that sometimes. And so mm-hmm. I feel you're on the same path. You're on the same path. We're in the mm-hmm. same boat.
Yeah.
Rowing the same canoe. Okay. Share a moment when something seemingly insignificant greatly influenced your life.
I would say so many, many years ago, I think I was playing in a tennis tournament or something. And my family is always there to support me. They're, you know, my parents are always there watching me and everything. And I remember coming off the court and my dad was talking to me. I played a match. I lost the tennis match. And my dad said to me, you win some and you learn some. And that was so, it was just like, it just happened so quickly. I was probably like 12 or 13 years old. And that has stuck with me ever since. And everything I do, I mean, honestly, on a daily basis, like that saying is always in my mind. Like when I'm feeling down, if I just feel like, oh man, I just, you know, lost something or something went bad for me or something's going wrong, I always think, how can I learn from this? Instead of just being like, oh well, like I lost, which sometimes, you know, you need to do, but how do I take this loss and use it as a learning opportunity? So that was something that was very quick that my dad said to me years ago, but it stuck with me all these years. It's something I think about, honestly, on a daily basis.
I love that. Those are profound words. I love that. Good job, Dad.
Yeah.
Shout out dad's name.
Shout out dad, Kevin.
Shout out to Kevin right now on the pod. Yeah. That's legit advice. I'm going to be using that with my kids here real soon.
Yes.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay. Tell me your favorite room in your house.
Okay.
What's your favorite room in your house?
Well, I have an apartment.
What's your favorite room in your apartment?
Oh, my balcony. Definitely. I don't know why I didn't think of that sooner. Oh, yeah. I literally live on my balcony. I guess that's technically a room, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah. So my balcony, I get morning sunlight, which is actually the reason I chose this specific apartment. I get morning sunlight from the time the sun rises until like noon or 1 o'clock. And I work out there all morning, just like direct sunlight. I just love it. I live out there, especially now that it's getting nice here in North Carolina, 70, 80 degrees. I live out there. I really do.
That's so dreamy. Okay. If there's one item besides your bed that you use the most in your apartment, what is it?
I use probably it's kind of a lame answer, but my water filter. My reverse osmosis water filter, filling that up, you know, multiple times on a daily basis. And I think it is extremely important to invest in a good high quality water filter, because the stuff that you find in tap water is no bueno. So
yep.
That's probably something that I use the most.
The most. And what's one household chore that you've been avoiding?
Oh my gosh. Vacuuming and mopping. But thanks to you, I have this new handy dandy, what is it called?
The Tyneco Vac Mop.
The Tyneco Vac Mop. Unfortunately, I have not even opened it yet. And I got it like a month ago. So I've been putting that off for a very long time. I'll clean the surfaces in my apartment, but I'm very lazy when it comes to cleaning the floors. I'm fortunate when my sister comes over, who helps me edit videos part-time, she will vacuum my floors for me. So I'm waiting for her to come over and help me out.
Literally, Kyle, this is such an easy device. It's made for people who hate mopping and vacuuming. And you just use water. And if you want to be fancy, use your reverse osmosis water, to clean your floors. It'll only clean your floors with clean water and you'll be done. So how you help me navigate the grocery store and cut down like an hour to 15 minutes, this Tyneco Vac Mop is going to help you with that.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to break it open as soon as we get off this call.
I'm going to need a review. I'm going to need a review on Clean Kitchen Nutrition. All right.
I'll post it on my story for sure.
I love it. Okay. So we're at the time of the podcast where we do truth or dare. And I always like to put this in there because I feel like you need to be adaptable and nimble as a home CEO. You have to be willing to just be ready for anything. You got to be able to pivot. And truth or dare is so my generation. Clearly a millennial here. And I love it. So truth or dare?
Well, let's go truth.
Okay. So truth. Tell us a family tradition that you love.
That's a great question. I love our Thanksgiving tradition. So every year we have our cousins from New York come down, six of them. And then we have some cousins that live around us here as well, six of them as well. And then really just anyone else that, whether it be other friends or other family in the area or you know, that are maybe even friends with our cousins, we invite everyone. And we always have this huge Thanksgiving table with, you know, I think this last Thanksgiving, we had like 28 people or something like that. We get this super long table. My mom cooks dinner for everyone. I help her out in the kitchen as well. And it's something that I look forward to every single year. And it's an amazing tradition that we've been doing for basically my entire life. And it's amazing.
That's so nice. Now, I did run through Clean Kitchen Nutrition and looked at questions that were in like all your comments.
Oh, wow.
And I scrolled back through a few. And so if I don't ask this, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get grilled. So are you single and why?
Yes, I'm single. I'd say because I'm picky, I guess you could say.
What are like three characteristics someone has to have?
She has to be healthy and pay attention to the food that they're putting in their body. That's probably the main priority. Because if I date someone that, you know, does not eat the healthiest, we're probably not going to get along that well. So that's probably priority number one.
Okay, so no Chick-fil-A.
No Chick-fil-A. Big red flag. Big red flag.
I did my digging.
You did. You I'm impressed. I mean, just fun to be around, like good energy. A lot of people are like, what's your type? Like, what do you like, blonde, brunette, this? I'm like, I don't care. I care more about them and their personality, and are they fun to be around? Yeah, those are the main two things. And then also bonus points if they're somewhat athletic and we can, you know, go play tennis or golf or pickleball or basketball or any sport. I love every single sport. So if they're somewhat athletic too, that's bonus points.
Bonus points. You heard it, ladies.
So if anyone listening to this podcast, my DMs are always open.
And Kyle is in them. So this is a rarity. This is a golden opportunity I laid out. Do you know someone? Do you have a sister? Let's go.
I have had some moms in my DMs being like, hey, here's my daughter. Here's a picture of her. You guys would get along great.
I love that. The mom hookup.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for the story when it all comes out in however many years. I cannot wait. We're going to have to do an episode 2 over that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Kyle, I have loved chatting with you. Where can we find you?
Yeah. So, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Clean Kitchen Nutrition. You can also type in my name, Kyle Fitzgerald, as well. And then I also started a podcast about 6 or 7 months ago with my brother, Clean Kitchen Podcast. You know, you can find that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube as well. We will definitely be having Nicole on our podcast very soon.
It's the best. Then I get grilled. So yeah. I had the setup today. I set myself up for it, huh?
Now I know how to prepare myself for when we have you on. I'm gonna do some deep digging.
I love it. Let's see what we find out. Well, thank you, Kyle, for being on. I loved having you. You guys can find Kyle at Clean Kitchen Nutrition on all social media platforms and slide into his DMs if you're single. We'll see you next time on The Home CEO. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode, Home CEOs. We hope you enjoyed our chat as much as we did and found some nuggets of wisdom, or at least a good chuckle or a good cry. Remember to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss out on our next episode, which I promise brings more laughs, tips, tricks, and a sense of community with lots of enlightening moments. That's what we're here to do. This is the village you've been looking for. Until next time, keep smiling and stay curious. Shine your light wherever you go on those that are dim. They need it the most. Do something kind for somebody else and put a smile on their face, and move your body for someone who can't. In gratitude, you can. You are worthy. You are abundant. You deserve it. And you keep rocking your home like a biz. Cheers to more success, less stress, and less mess. I'll see you next time on The Home CEO.